Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
In Köln, Messe, Deutsch, the Reichenhall Züge Wien, Darmstadt, we are in a few minutes arriving Cologne, Messe, Deutsch.
Slight change of plan. We're going to be going to a fourth tier game at Wuppertal today. Wuppertal, very famous for its suspension monorail, the Schwebebahn. And it looks pretty safe, even though I'm someone who's absolutely terrified of heights. Anyway, as Uli Hesse tells me, it always rains in Wuppertal, and it certainly has today, waterlogged pitch. But with me going to Cologne later on, I thought, oh, I'll just get there a little bit early. And inspired by my good friend, Archie Rintoot, who's a big fan of theirs, I'm going to see another fourth tier game. I'm going to see Fortuna Köln, who, funnily enough, are playing the second team of Schalke with the big boys playing at FT later on. So let's go and have a look.
Ich bin
Brilliant.
So where are Fortuna in the league this season?
On 10th.
10th, yeah. Right.
In the middle. In the middle. So nine points ahead of the relegation.
Right.
I think we won't gonna have to do anything with relegation because the team is not, the other teams are very weak. And so this league, if you see the ranking, I'm gonna show you later. So one team got 23rd games, one 20, one 21, because 20 okay. games are called off for the weather conditions.
Yeah, of course.
Because in the Regionalliga, you don't need a pitch heating. So, many games are cancelled in the morning. So when we went to Homburg, which right. is close to Duisburg,
yes,
we all been on the way and a team as well.
Right.
And so the game starts two, should be starting at 2:22:11. They say no, we're not playing.
Yeah.
And nothing happened, you know. Same weather like a whole week. Maybe they had a big party on the evening before.
About FT.
Well, it's okay. I mean, there are a few guys that hate him, but we do. Yeah, you know. So sometimes you say we're a little nerving sister of FT, you know.
Yeah, sure, right. It's a good place to be. Yeah.
See the ball, the wind.
Yeah, the wind's fierce, isn't it?
Yeah.
You would hope the players would like grasp that and keep it on the ground.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So Oli Kahn said it's the best pitch in Germany.
Oh really? Is
yeah,
that right?
Yeah. When 2006 they had a training, so we couldn't play here because it was reserved for national team.
Oh
and
right.
And
okay.
He did the training here, so practice here, so the best pitch. And because yeah, it's windy, it's good enough. Yeah, it always looks. So the pitch last week in Bonn, horrible it was.
Really?
The whole time.
Well, that's what you sort of expect at this level, isn't it? But on the other hand, I suppose the thing here is a lot of modern stadiums,
yeah.
they don't get a lot of natural light because the stands are so big. Whereas here, it's just completely open, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
So.
And it's good for the pitch.
Yeah, yeah, totally. So how long have you been coming to Fortuna?
73.
73,
yeah,
wow!
Yeah, so season 73, 74. I think my first game was 74.
Right.
So in the Bundesliga, they did 1 year Bundesliga.
Okay.
I've been there. So and they've been relegated by the worst of goal difference.
Right, okay.
And that was the situation. So we played at Offenbach and we were 4-0 down. But Wuppertal SV
yes.
played in Stuttgart. And then they, on the radio, they say, 3-2 for Stuttgart, and
yeah.
it will be enough for us.
Yeah.
And then they rewired it after 5 minutes because it didn't have any smartphones to check it.
Of course.
And then the speaker said, oh, sorry, you know, it's a draw.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I kind of missed that from the pre-smartphone era. The fact that those rumours would sweep the terraces. Of what's happening in the other game. Oh, there you go.
You see his typical second team tactical good basics
yeah.
of the Bundesliga team.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting how that works in German football with the second teams playing in the third and fourth division. The idea is like character building for young players
yeah.
and stuff.
Yeah. So in the third division is the end. You can't get in the second division as a second.
No.
Third division is finished. But if you see Bayern Munich second and a third,
Elias.
They started not well and then
Elias.
In the background, so they're very good. Very strong.
Yeah.
I mean, players like Fito Arp from Hamburg,
Elias.
You know the young player.
Yeah, yeah.
He scored yesterday at the Derby at Oberhofen against Unterhaching.
All right. Okay.
Second team. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there was a lot of of interest in a young English guy some years back who played in Bayern's second team with Dale Jennings. And, yeah, like, he never came anywhere near the Bayern first team.
Yes, but...
Franco! Yes!
Okay.
He will play third division in 1 or 2 years.
Left. Okay. He's the... So, is there pressure on the club to go back up to the third division?
No, I think really? I think maybe next over next year.
Yeah.
The sponsor said, yeah, it's okay. It's a new situation.
Difference in cost is a lot in terms of like paying the players and running the team and all that sort of stuff. Because you know, you have big teams that are falling out of the championship, the second division, and you know, ambitious ones who like they can go up to the championship.
Thank you.
Spielminute, Tor für unsere Gäste aus Gelsenkirchen, getroffen hat der Spieler mit der Nummer 18, Ero Luca Schuller. Für die Medien. Capelli Sport präsentiert die Zuschauerzahl. Fortuna Köln und Capelli Sport bedanken sich bei 1070 Zuschauern.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the year in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
So we've just arrived at the Ruhrstadion in Bochum, opposite a prison, Uli Hesse tells me. So give or take a few bars, you're going to have an absolutely super view. Early afternoon, Sunday, you ready to eat? Yeah, always, always. I can't believe I've let it go this far without having a currywurst yet.
You know, it's a traditional half-time thing at Dortmund.
Yeah.
To be honest, I think you've let yourself down, you've let your family down, and you've let the listeners down.
Can I just perhaps redeem myself in some way by saying at half-time at Dortmund yesterday I had a gigantic burger, a load of pasta, a Bakewell slice, and another kind of unrecognisable cake. So, and decent couple of beers. So I feel like I did fill the gap somewhere.
Was the cake unrecognisable because that by that point you were seeing purple spots?
Yeah, exactly. I got to the point where I was just ramming it in my gob. I wasn't even looking at it. I think it was a cake.
That denim jacket seems some action, hasn't it?
Oh, big time, mate.
Yeah.
Look at that. Mostly boozing.
Describing Bochum to someone who didn't know Bochum, what makes it a special club apart from it being your club?
Yeah, Bochum is a small old school club. We are between Dortmund and Schalke, and we hate Dortmund and Schalke. And yeah, Bochum is a little bit the Gallien of Asterix and Obelix. Yeah, we okay. are really. We are a small a club with the most beautiful stadium in Germany because we are direct in the city. The way from the metro are 100 meters.
Yeah.
And we have really a Flutlicht, the spotlight.
Yes, floodlights.
Floodlights.
Yeah.
So this is a beautiful a stadium and... yeah, but it's hard to because we are the 10th season in the second division.
Yes.
And to the games coming 14 or 50,000 people.
Yeah.
In Dortmund you have 70,000. So yeah. But
so is it a big deal to get back into the top flight, or is that not the most important?
Oh, for me, it's not important. I want to go to Bochum when we played in the third Division 2 because the football is more commercial.
Yeah.
And for me, it's not important to play in the Bundesliga again. So,
yeah.
Because for me, it's important... that you have sorry, my English is not so good.
For me,
it's important the old school atmosphere.
Yes.
The old school stadium. You had here a lot of old school football fans, and I make a lot of books about Bochum.
Yes.
And take photos of the fanzine and the people. Yeah, and I make three movies with old school fans.
Oh,
the
nice.
First movies was documentaries about our away trips, and the last movie was a really a B movie, and he was a big success in the independent kino scene in whole Germany.
Oh, amazing!
And this guy's called VfL Jesus. And Tankwart AD, and these are really originals, and maybe the most popular football fans in Germany, because we had a blog, Pot Originale, and the videos have some 100,000 views. So, and all football people in Germany know these two guys.
Do you find more people from overseas want to come and find what real football is in Germany here?
Yes. You had in this Ruhrpott area a lot of old school clubs. And VfL Bochum, Rot-Weiß Essen, Rot-Weiß Oberhausen, Westfalia Herne.
Yeah, they're also close to each other.
Yes, they are around all 10 kilometers.
Yeah.
And every weekend in the Ruhrpott area, a lot of British football fans, and they make football trips to see the old school stadium, to celebrate the atmosphere, to celebrate sheep beer.
Yeah.
Because the beer in Germany is really a sheep, I think. And and here in Bochum, I meet here friends from Millwall, I meet fans here from Chelsea, and
Maxim! Mit der 35, Sinner! Unser Trainer ist Thomas!
On the sax solo.
I'm loving it. It's emotional. You know what they say about a sax solo? It's the sign of a confident songwriter.
Is that right?
Yeah, definitely.
Father Ted and Dougal McGuire didn't say that.
Think about Waiting for a Star to Fall by Girl Meets Boy. I'm talking Careless Whisper. Michael and his pump. A confident bit of songwriting.
It's a hill he's prepared to die on. Fancy yourself as a commentator, don't you?
Gotta give it a go. Why not? You know me, mate. You put a microphone in front of me. It's just like Paul Scholes. Give him a ball. We both get very sunburned.
I was expecting Paul Carf there. Goal of the weekend.
a beautiful flick. Absolutely beautiful flick. The reason I can't tell you it was the goal of the weekend is because we've seen so many. Yeah. I'm just not sure. I mean, it's interesting because Danny Blum used to play for Sandhausen, but he still celebrated both goals with gusto. The second goal he just scored...
You like to see that, though, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I do. And the second goal he just scored was an absolutely disgusting flick off the back of his foot over the keeper's head. A beautiful goal. I mean, he'll be at Barcelona on an emergency deal before the end of the week.
Or Leganés if they get signed.
Yeah, exactly. They get signed.
Oh, my goodness me. Amazing goal.
No music for that one.
So Sandhausen have just pulled one back, and Julius Biada has just absolutely leathered it in from the edge of the box. I think it's the first time really they've got out of their half so far. It's a magnificent hit. You've been waiting all weekend for your first currywurst, and you had it in the stand here at Borkum. How was it?
Very good. Don't know why I don't do that in the UK.
Lot of sauce.
Yeah, a lot of sauce.
Too much sauce, someone said.
To me, to be a proper currywurst, it needs to come with a decent side portion of well-salted fries. But this was just with bread, which is fine. But
Which is fine.
It was very good. It was very nice. Yeah.
Here comes the rain.
You know, it didn't rain yesterday at Köln. Basically, any time you're in a German football game, it throws it down.
We've had every type of goal, every type of weather, and every type of food this weekend.
For every type of food, read, based meat. On a port mate.
Yeah, every type of meat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens
for
to
every
be
type of
pig.
Weather, read, rain or snow or cold.
But talking of pork, that's all the amount of bacon you had this morning. You kind of moseyed into the breakfast room in that understated way that you do. Just a plate palm pie of bacon.
It's because I couldn't separate it.
Oh, is that right? Here we go.
Oh, go on. Oh! As Gamvula blasts that over the bar, you said this reminded you a bit of Fratton Park. It reminds you even more of Fratton Park?
I mean, they're winning, to be fair, but I mean, I think I've had my fill of blue teams that aren't very good, so...
Really?
I'm not sure I'll be nailing my colours to the Bochum mask anytime soon, although it's great to be here.
Despite the mini mural of Stefan Kuntz on the way in.
Exactly. I took a photo of that, actually.
Yeah, I took the Hermann Gerland one.
All right. I don't think you played the ball.
Let's have a look. We've got a replay up here. Well, it's quite messy. Yeah.
Definitely a foul.
Yeah, and anyway, Sandhausen, who started so badly, got a free kick just outside the box a couple of minutes before half time. Oh, he's done it again. Bochum getting themselves into trouble at the back again. Coach Uwe Koshinat is going crazy. Thinks they should have had another free kick. The referee's just going to kill the controversy by a blank half time.
Klappe die dritte mit der 17, Danny!
Uli, there's been a lot of discussion in England recently with respect to what do the Germans consider to be an actual hat-trick. Is that an actual hat-trick by Danny Blum, yes or no?
Well, not under the very old, very strict rules, yeah? You know what's Germans, right? We're strict. So it used to be that the rule was that a hat-trick is only if you score 3 goals in one half
without interruption.
So
that is really strict. I have a strong feeling he'll get the match ball anyway. Unless, of course, Biada scores a hat trick as well, because he's on two. So. The young Arsenal gentleman, doesn't he?
Very good. 2-2. Very bright, very lively. His delivery's good from the right hand side as well. Three or four good crosses in the first half.
If you are that quick, you are going to get flattened out then, aren't you?
Yeah, I wonder if that was a red card, really. I mean, he went through, he's outside the area. It was definitely a goal scoring opportunity. But he's
the fact that it's not dead centre has saved the defender there, basically.
Essentially, yeah.
In der 65. Spielminute wechselt man das aus 2000 für die 27 Robin Scholl.
Was sagt Tutu has his goal? Deserve that. Is another Dietmar Hopp banner.
Oh, yeah, he's the most hated man in Germany. What? Liebe Fans, falls ihr es noch nicht gemerkt habt, wir sind auf einem guten Weg, das Spiel zu gewinnen. Es steht 4-2 für den VfL. Wir möchten euch eindringlich bitten, Schmähgesänge und Schmähplakate zu unterlassen. Danke.
In the home end as well, over the banner. Some fans obviously defended their right to show it, others not happy with them, and stewards getting in there to intervene.
Despite going 4-2 down, they haven't packed this in at all, Sandhausen, have they?
No, they're still going, still pretty game, making another change now. Engels is coming on. I wonder if that'll signify a change in their philosophy.
Oh, penalty for Sandhausen with 7 minutes to go plus stoppages. Pretty clear handball by Milos Pantovic, the substitute who's been on for hat-trick hero Danny Blum for 5 minutes, if that. Ulis
Biada's on a hat-trick, but he's not taking it.
Yeah.
Oh, what a penalty. What a penalty.
Really good penalty.
Ken Behrens putting that one away, and right back in it.
85. Spielminute Sandhausen verkürzt auf 3:4. Torschütze der 16, Kevin Behrens.
4-3 and 5 minutes stoppage time. People around here can't believe it. Unbelievable. Stoppage time. Still got a minute and a half to score the winner, either of them.
That's true, that is very true.
This was a Stakhanov production. Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And on my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.